Boker Tov, today's daf is daf Chaf Zayin, and we plow ahead after having determined yesterday that there's some very fascinating new ideas that come up once one is ready to go with Zika as a defining principle. So then we end up with an idea of compromised chalitzas. Compromised chalitzas would mean in a case where two sisters would fall from two brothers to a brother, or even to two brothers, if you're the Ezek, when there's two brothers, which was the case in our Mishnah, neither of them can actually be mitiachmod, because each of them is a chod zikukatov. Therefore, the yibum is impossible, which makes the chalitza a chalitza gerua or psula. In a case where a chalitza is a chalitza psula, we said that there's two important implications. Again, not everybody agrees to all of this, but the let's take it as far as we could possibly take it. So we have the two implications. Number one, if it's a chalitza psula and you have two people that require that chalitza psula, so then, in the case where you have a tzara, you have to give a chalitza to the best one. You can't give a chalitza, or the chalitza of the actual achot zikukato is not going to pater the chalitza of the tzara achot chalitzato, because she's not in the same situation as being as asura as the achot chalitzato. We'll see more on that today. We furthermore saw that if there's two brothers, and each one of them is going to be giving a chalitza grua, then each one of the brothers has to give the chalitza grua, which is strange, which is called chalitza psula tzricha lachzor al kol ha'achim. So those were some of the new ideas that we had yesterday. And actually, we were in the middle of discussing Shmuel. We looked at Rav's, at least not Rav's own shita, but what Rav held would be the halakha. Even though Rav personally holds Ein Zika, but yesterday he said, look, if you're going to hold of Zika, then you're going to have to go all the way. You're going to have to accept the fact that you've created a situation where every time two sisters fall, you're going to have a problem of not being able to give a Zika that's a full Zika, and therefore it's going to require all of the brothers that are the survivors, no matter how many of them there are, they're all going to have to do Chalitza. That's another thing you're going to have to accept. Shmuel, on the other hand, yesterday, said a very strange thing, which was that, well, in the case where three women fell, you could still have even one of them do Chalitza. Now, we wondered how that's possible, since we know that, according to Shmuel, actually Yesh Zika. So how could he possibly have said that one would be able to be Chalitz all of them? So we said one possibility is that even if I hold Yesh Zika, that doesn't mean that I hold that Chalitz Psula has to be Chalitz Rakol Ha'achim. All that I said, Beferish, this part Shmuel did say, but in a case where you have two sisters that fall to one of them, so over there, if they each have a tzara, there I did admit that you cannot potter the tzaras by doing the chalitza to the yavama. Yes, that's true, but that does not necessarily imply the other way around. There's two possibilities. I may argue with you on two issues. First of all, I may say, whoever heard of Chalitza Grua when it comes to the brother that's doing the Chalitza? The Chalitza, the implication of Chalitza Grua is to the question of the Yavama or her tzara. That's a problem of Chalitza Grua. Take the better one. Do the Chalitza to the tzara and not to the achot. That's what I would say. But that doesn't mean that you need necessarily a brother who is better in a position to do the Chalitza. Or it doesn't necessarily mean that even where there is, if I would agree there's such a thing as a chalitza psula, doesn't mean that all the brothers have to do it. So therefore we have variations on this theme. That's what we were holding yesterday. And actually we were talking about Shmuel without ever having seen Shmuel inside. We just, the Gemara was referring to Shmuel as if we already knew all about him. And today the Gemara wants to examine in Shmuel directly. So let's take a look at Gufa, which is about the one line up from a quarter of the way down. Gufa, Amar Shmuel, Falatz la'achayot, lo niftarut sarot. So let's remind ourselves. In this case, two sisters fell from two brothers who died, each of which was also married to another woman, so that it's actually four women that have now fallen, two of whom are Achayot. So Shmuel says, well, in that case, if the brothers, here there's only one remaining brother, so if the remaining brother does chalitza to the Achayot, which is a chalitza gerua, because after all, he cannot marry either of them, lo niftaru tzarot. So then, you cannot go ahead and give the tzora a heter to marry Lashuk, because we say to her, look, I mean, the chalitza that your co-wife got was pretty, pretty bad news. I mean, anyway, she was a sister of his, of the other woman that fell. He could never have been miyabing her, so you're going to have to get your own chalitza. On the other hand, if you went ahead and gave litzarot, so that's the best chalitza that could be given under these circumstances. Now we're going to examine later on, but wait, I mean, are not the tzarot of a woman who is asura for yibum, and that makes her a tzoras of an achas kukaso, which should be, if you hold of yeshika, should be the equivalent of a tzoras habat, or whatever. Fine, we'll talk about that. Right now we're assuming that the tzora remains unaffected, or as we'll see later on, even if she is affected, but she's still not the equivalent of the full source of the yisur itself, which is the achot. So she's always in a better position. Therefore, says Shmuel, you've got to give the better, you've got to receive, rather, the better chalitza, if you are the woman. So if you're a tzora, then fine, and the other woman is ptura. But if you're an achot, and you get the chalitza, then the tzora is going to have to faint, work for herself and get another chalitza.
Then
at least asur? Right. I'll give you another example, says Shmuel, about the same yesod. Let's say that you went ahead now and gave a get, okay, to one of them. Now the halacha, there's a number of different ways that you can mess up a situation where you've created an inability to do yibum. Now, obviously, if you do chalitza, you've created an impossibility to yibum because kibbutz lo banashu lo yibum. How about if you give a get? There's no such thing as a get to a yavama. Nonetheless, the Rabbanan said, if you give a get, you can no longer do yibum. That's already begetter. You still need chalitza, obviously, but it's begetter shuv lo yivneh. You've rejected her, you can't go ahead now. So that, let's say there would be two women that fell, not related, two women that fell from a single act. You give a get to one of them. Now what? You can't be miyab in either of them. Shuv lo yivneh. Again, the Rabbanan. Where do you do the chalitza? Says Shmuel, if you gave a get, and you then did chalitza to the one to whom you gave the get, that's a chalitza grua. Because she is the direct source of the problem. You can never take her. So that's not as good a chalitza. It's a weakened zika because of the get. Again, derabbanan. So as a weaker zika, that type of chalitza doesn't help the other woman that fell to her. There's another thing you can do. You can do ma'amar. Now, generally, ma'amar is a good idea in the sense that instead of simply going directly to consummate the yibum, you go ahead and you first give a kiddushin like a fine person, and then you consummate the yibum. In this case, however, if you gave ma'amar, now you've decided you don't want to do the yibum. So now you're going to need a get for the ma'amar, and you're going to need a chalitza for the yibum. But to whom do you give chalitza? The one to whom you had already given the ma'amar has now, surprisingly, a weakened zika. Because of the fact that in the same way that had you taken her, you would have taken off the zika completely. If you semi-took her through kedushin, you've also weakened her zika by turning it into a kedushin. Again, midrabbanan, right? So if that's the case, if you're going to do now chalitza, you have to do chalitza to the one that you have not yet done anything to weaken the zika. Therefore, if you give the chalitza to the tzora of the Baala Tamamar, niftra Baala Tamamar, but if you give the chalitza directly to the Baala Tamamar, then you cannot part of the tzora who has a total zika still, and you're using a looser zika which has been weakened through the Mamar. So in other words, it doesn't matter whether the one to whom you gave, this is important because we get into this question later, doesn't matter if you're going to give the chalitza to one that you had been miracheket through it yet, or you give the chalitza to one that you had been mekarevet through a ma'amar, in either case you affected the zika b'rabbanan adversely, because vis-a-vis the zika, in other words, the simple abstraction of that concept called zika, you weaken it either by taking her or by removing her. In the same way that you would remove it, either by taking her through yibum or by totally getting rid of her through chalitza. The semi-yibum of ma'amar and the semi-chalitza of get, so to speak, accomplish the same thing, except they only weaken the zika. They don't completely remove the zika. But in exactly the same way that you understand that a chalitza, which is now weakened because of the fact that I couldn't do yibum, which is really just an indication. It's not the fact that I can't do yibum that's the problem. It's the fact that since I cannot do yibum, something is messed up with the zika. That's how I look at it. So in any case where a chalitza is not coming now with the full potential of dealing with a zika 100%, it cannot be used for someone who has a higher quality zika. That's my yisod, says Shmuel. Now, I didn't say anything about the brothers. I mean, this may be true about the brothers too. Maybe the two brothers would need to do, if there were two brothers. But let me talk about if there were two brothers. If you're the one who jumped to the conclusion, I would say the same thing the other way around. Maybe, maybe not. That's yesterday's discussion. But this is what Shmuel says. I'm talking about the relationship of two women who fall to Yibum from the same brother, where one of them has got a problem. Problem being either she's a chod skukato, she's a chod chalutzato, she's a baal, one of them became a baalat get, one of them isn't. One is a baalat mamar, one of them isn't. So in all of these cases, one has a problem, the other one doesn't have a problem, and here's what I say. The lesser problem is the one who has to get the chalutzato. Fine, simple yisod. Now, my problem with Shmuel, that I'd like to understand once and for all, isn't the tzara of an achot, achot zikukato basically a tzara's erva? In other words, insofar as you're viewing zika as real, so then you're telling me it creates a state of erva, so to speak. Enough of an erva that I can't possibly be miyabing the two sisters, right? Okay, so then there's a din of a tzara. If I can't marry one of the women, the Torah said you can't marry the other woman. If the Rabbanan are considering the Achot Zikukato to be similar to an Achot Ishto, because Zika creates a semi-ishut, so then this becomes now the tzara of Achot Ishto. As a matter of fact, the tzara of Achot Ishto is the one tzara that's written in the Torah. So this would be a great opportunity to indicate the way in which Zika affects a woman, min Rabbanan, in exactly the same way that the equivalent Diorita affects a Diorita. It affects a woman, Diorita, by canceling the Yibum entirely from her and her Tzara. It affects the woman, min Rabbanan, by reducing the Zika, both on her and her Tzara. I mean, then you're left with the same situation. So what do I care if I give the Tzara Chalitza, or if I give the woman Chalitza? It's all the same thing. So I'd like to understand, Shmuel, excuse me, but my shnal achayot, why are you telling me that if I give chalitza to the achayot, I did not pack the tzorot? I mean, it's because, obviously, the havyala achot isha bezika, right? The problem over here is that, well, I can't really be miyaving her, so her chalitza is no good. But I can't be miyaving the tzorot either. The other way around, got the same problem. If I give chalitza to the tzara, how can I patur the achot? Isn't the tzara a tzarat achot isha bezika? So, I mean, running at the same problem. If you're telling me there's a concept of weak chalitza, and in weak chalitza you have to get your own chalitza, which is another thing that Shmuel, another approach that Shmuel took yesterday. The woman who gets chalitza is never a problem. She could get any kind of chalitza she gets. The question of whether it's strong enough to pat her, Sarah, that's the only thing I said at the time I said there's a problem. Good. Let's say that's the thing. So over here you gave a chalitza. Both of these women have the same problem. If you need to give a chalitza to each one, so give a chalitza to each one. You certainly can't make a din and say, if I gave to one, I didn't part to the other, but if I gave to the other, I did part to the one. I mean, a tzara and an achot is all the same thing. Did you ever detect anywhere in this Masechta, up until this point, that there was some advantage to being a tzara that was somehow better than the erev itself, it's exactly the same halacha. The tzora was left as the erev. Same thing should be true of Yirmin or Rabbana. I don't understand what he's saying. Oh, actually, Shmuel holds Ein Zika. What? This whole thing only works if there's Zika. What do you mean? Shmuel, first of all, Shmuel himself says Yeh Zika. I mean, he was the one that was arguing before when we brought that first mimer of Rabbi Yehuda. We had Rav Huna Amarav, and we said, Rabbi Yehuda, I'll leave it to Shmuel, that Yeh Zika. So what do you mean Shmuel holds Ein Zika? First of all, he doesn't hold Ein Zika. No, but he's saying, if you held Ein Zika, see, everybody here is interested in showing the problems of the others, you see. So Rav, they say, well, if you hold Yeh Zika like Shmuel, you're going to run into this. And Shmuel is saying, well, if you hold Ein Zika the way Rav, you're going to run into this. So, understand, if I hold Ein Zika, I'm not going to run into anything. Understand? Hey, so go ahead. I mean, why can't you do chalitza to the Achios? If there's no such thing as Achotsku Gato, you told me there's no Achotsku Gato. So why can't I do chalitza to the Achios directly? I understand that in a case, we're talking about over here in our Mishnah. Good, there's a problem. Because in that case, the one that I do first, that creates a situation of a chot chalutzato. That has nothing to do with Zika. But even if I hold Ein Zika, I still hold there's a concept of chalitza, obviously. So if I do chalitza to a woman, and her sister now falls to me from another brother, everybody's agreed, as long as you're a Zika, I can't be miyaving that woman because she is a chot chalutzati, right? I'm a single surviving brother, two brothers die, the first one I go ahead and I do chalitza to, fine, everything's fine, but now the other brother dies, his wife, I'll never be able to be miyaving, minarabon, because she's the sister of a woman that I did chalitza to. That has nothing to do with Zika. Fine. Now, in this case, the two brothers die. I understand. I do chalitza to the first wife, whose name is Leah. Do a chalitza to the first wife, whose name is Leah. Comes along now, Rachel, to me from the second brother. Oh, I understand. There, Rachel is indeed going to be Asura to me. She's sisters to Leah, like she usually is. So if that's the case, she's got a problem. So I understand that Bishleim Atzorah de Rachel, the second woman that we'll call Rachel here, that she fell, I understand that she's got a problem without Zika, that over there the Tzorah of Rachel, fine, the Tzorah of Rachel, she's the one that's not Achot Chalutzato. But the Tzorah of Rachel, lo tipater, that's okay. Given the Chalas of Leah, since the first woman to fall before this brother, that we'll call Leah, he did chalitza too. So now, if he had a chalitza to Rachel, if he now does chalitza to Rachel instead of to the other woman that fell with Rachel, so then havila chalitza to Rachel, chalitza psula. Obviously, Rachel's chalitza is very poor quality because Rachel herself is a chot chalitza to of Leah, and that's not good enough to part with the tzara. That I'm ready to admit, but I don't understand how you say you cannot do chalitza to either. I mean, why the tzara of Leah was the first woman to fall? There's no Zika. You're telling me there's no Zika. Both of the women knew. So explain to me. So what's the problem? When I go ahead and I take the achot what? Achot what? Don't tell me achot zikukato. You just said ain't Zika. So achot what? Everybody's got a sister. So therefore what? So I should be able now to do the chalitza to anyone who wants, right? So the tzara of Leah, what's the difference? If I take Leah, I take the tzara. If I give chalitza to Leah, I give chalitza to the tzara. Kipater, that's a perfectly valid chalitza. Yeah. Of course, that's what he meant. I mean, Shmuel never meant to say you couldn't first do chalitza to the first sister, and that would be perfectly good. When he said lo niftru tzarot, he obviously meant lo niftru tzarot, meaning of Rachel. So why are you saying tzarot? You're saying tzarot and achayot. Tzarot means both tzarot, right? Both. Leah's tzarah and Rachel's tzarah. And I just proved to you, if you don't know the Zika, that statement makes no sense, because certainly one of them, if there's no Zika, has got no problem. Before you do a chalitza, the first achot is as good as the tzarah, 100%. He said, why did you say tzarot? But tzarot, come, didn't you know I heard you say tzarot? I don't know. I mean, Sarot in this case. I mean, Tzarot, you know, out there, there's tzarot, right? I avoid some tzaros. I mean, in other words, the concept, the tzaros, the tzaros of the rochels in the world, they're the ones that's no good. That's all I'm saying. I'm not talking about a particular case, the two tzarot, or I'm insane. In a case where you got a problem with the tzara of the one who doesn't, that I'm calling it the tzarot have the problem. If you dealt with the achayot, that's all I'm saying. Okay, so I'll assume that that's true, okay? Now, but then the rest of your statement still doesn't make sense. Then you said, but if you do the chalitza to the tzarot, then you've got no problem with the achayot. Now, you just told me that word tzarot means the tzara of rochel. That's what you said, right? The rochel tzara's out there. Did you say that? That I just want to make that very clear. You said that. You're not going to pull back on the adult, right? Okay. So now, if that's the case, you got another problem. Because I'll bet you're thinking, what's my problem of doing the chalitza on the tzora of Rachel? After all, the tzora of Rachel is not related at all. Rachel has got a problem because I did chalitza to Leah, her sister, 5 years ago, whatever. But her tzara's got no problem. Well, you're wrong. Her tzara's got a problem. Ask the Gemara, the atzara de Rachel, mi miftra? What are you telling me? Tzara's Rachel, mi miftra. You're going to tell me now that if I do the minor, the tzara's Rachel, so now that's fine? Vatznan asur adam bitzarat krovat chalutzato. It happens to be a blanket issue, even if the case where it wouldn't have been married to your brother. We'll see why this is true. It's a whole new gezeira. A person cannot marry a woman who is the tzara of the woman who is related to a woman that he did chalitza to. Now, in this case,
right,
Rachel is related to a woman to whom I did chalitza. Her name was Leah. She's her sister. And it says over here, you cannot marry the tzara of a woman who is related to someone you did chalitza to. It's exactly this case. The tzara of Rachel happens to be a tzara of a kruva of a chalitza. The chalutza being Leah. A relative. We'll see. A relative that asks. Over here, I call it asks, fine. So I got a problem. So now if that's the case, then indeed they're both a problem. So what are you telling me? It's okay if you went ahead and you did the chalitza to Rachel after doing chalitza to Leah. Then that's a problem. But if you do a chalitza to Rachel's tzara, then it's okay. Why is it okay? I can't do a chalitza kshera because I couldn't have done yibum to the tzara of achot chalutzati. You see, even if I don't know the zika. So you didn't gain very much by telling me that Shmuel doesn't hold the zika, now everything's fine. It's still not fine. First, I backed you at the corner where you had to admit that Shmuel didn't really mean that you couldn't do it to the tzaras. Okay. But now that you're in that corner, I'm taking away your last option. Your last option was, okay, but we're talking about Rachel vis-a-vis her tzara. But now I'm showing you, even in terms of Rachel, the second sister, you still wouldn't be able to explain to me why the tzara is better off getting chalitza than the achot is. So this makes no sense at all. Well, it does, you see. You made a mistake in what Shmuel. Shmuel wasn't telling you what to do overall. Shmuel's telling you, it depends how you begin. That's what Shmuel is saying. Shmuel says like this. Shmuel nami hitchil velo hitchil. All Shmuel is saying is, if you start, you got to finish correctly. So therefore, hitchil ba'achayot. If you started by doing one of the sisters, instead of taking the tzara of Leah, I took Leah. The brother who died left two women, one of whom was an achot to the other brother's wife. Okay? So I went ahead and I did chalitz instead of doing it to the tzara of Leah. I started with the sister. I started with Leah herself. So Shmuel is coming to say, if you started with the achayot, then don't think that you can be gomer now, lo yigmor b'tzarot. Don't think that it's going to be okay now to complete the whole deal by going to the tzaras rach. Ditznan asura dam b'tzarat krovat chalutzato. You are not going to be able to do anything in this case because you are going to be usher anyway on the tzara of Rachel, because Rachel will now be the sister of Achot Chalutzato. So don't think that by doing Chalitza to Rachel's tzara that you're then going to be able to walk away clean and not have to worry about Rachel, because that's a Chalitza Gerua. So you're going to have to do Chalitza to Rachel too. That's what I'm telling you. On the other hand, itchil b'tzarot, if you started the chalitza process by doing chalitza instead of to Leah, to the tzara of Leah, and therefore there is no krovat chalutzato here when you get to the second brother's family and Rachel and tzara come and fall before you. So there, if itchil b'tzarot, so then, yigmar af ba'achayot. If you started with the tzara of Leah, then if you want to be chaylitz Rachel, you could also potter the tzara. Because in that, hey, we were right. He changed his mind. Great. So it's become permanent. Baruch Hashem.
One day at a time.
It just teaches you never to say goodbye, unless you want to hear all the good things people have to say about you. So, in that case, you can be gomer af ba'achayot. Why? Because you think to yourself, wait a minute, isn't there a problem over here? I mean, this is a sister to the woman who is a tzora of my chalutza. Sounds bad. Yeah, it sounds bad, but it isn't bad, actually. There's nothing wrong with that. Because it says, in fact, mutadam bekrovat sarat chalutzato. There is no problem in marrying the sister or another relative of a woman who is married at the same time to the brother whose wife you gave chalutzato to, or to a stranger, we'll see later on as well. But even the brother. So therefore, that's all that Shmuel meant to say. Shmuel is saying, look, if you hold Ein Zika, you still have got a problem. That's all that Shmuel is trying to say. Shmuel is trying to say, look, Lididi Ye Zika, I understand, there's no difference. Torah, Akot, it's all a problem. 100%. But I just want to point out that you guys who think Ein Zika is going to get you out of half of the problems in your vomit, not true. Watch this. Okay, and now I'll show you why, even if you hold the Ein Zika, I can drive you crazy on Daf Chaf Zayin. Just imagine what else I have up my sleeve. Okay, so you're still going to have a problem of dealing with Achot Chalutzato, and you're still going to have a problem dealing with Sarat or Krovat. Sarat, Krovat, Chalutzato. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it. That's all I'm saying. That's one approach. Okay, so let's see that insight. Shmuel was only pointing out it depends how you start this process. Hitchil v'lo hitchil kama. Hitchil ba'achayot, you started dealing with the achayot, meaning you took Leah. Don't think that you can finish it up with the tzara of Rachel. You're going to have to do a separate chalitza to the tzara and a separate chalitza to the sister, no matter how you work it out. Because both of them are going to be asur. Because asura dam b'tzarat krovat chalutzato. Even though you know the Zika, you end up with the same problem that I ended up, at least halfway. You got half the problem. On the other hand, yitchil b'tzarot. Okay, so then if you want to start with tzaras, you have an easier life. Because yitchil b'tzarot, so then you could even potter using the achot and potter both of them. B'tzan mutara dam b'krovat tzarat chalutzato. Rav Ashi says, I don't like this. I don't like this at all. Shmuel holds Yei Zika. You drain around Shmuel that, no, he's talking about, according to the Mount Yomar Ein Zika, he's not dealing with Achot Zukato. He's talking about a whole different thing. And he's only referring to the second one, not to the first one. And when he says the Tzoris, he doesn't mean the Tzoris, he means the Tzoris of Rachel. Oh, for heaven's sakes, how much you're gonna be deichik in Shmuel? Very simple. The chat is very simple. Can we please go back to the way we understood Shmuel? Nice, natural, and spontaneous. Now, what was your big hang-up? Your hang-up was that if you hold Yezika, so then what's the difference between the Tzara and the Achot? Because if you hold Yezika, so the Achot is like a wife, and if it's like a wife, so you have a Tzara of an Erva, so you have a Tzara of an Erva through Zika. Isn't that the same thing? No. That was your mistake. No, it's not the same thing. So what are you saying? That Zika? Lo alima Zika, the Shavuya Tzara Ke'erva. It's as simple as that. I mean, for heaven's sakes, let's think about this. The real meaning of an Erva, of a Tzara's Erva, is what? The real meaning is that the Torah parted the entire bayit from Yiva, so she remains now an Achot Ach Shalom B'makom Mitzvah. So now you're telling me, let's pretend that if you have a woman that I can't do Yibum to, because she's Achot Zikukati, so therefore the Tzara will be us. Can you just tell me the name of the Yisra that the Tzara is Usher with? I mean, Tzara of... What's the problem? I don't understand. Is she Chayevis in Yibum? Do I still need to do Chaliz and even the concept of a half of Tzara doesn't really make much sense now, does it? Because a Tzara where I can't, you're telling me there's a problem, I can't take her because the Torah potter. Good, see, if I can't take her, now I have a problem, they just are. But what are you going to tell me now? Because of Zika, I mean, are we pretending that Zika is real? Are we saying that Zika is so real? In the case of Achot Zikukato, that removes the Chiv of Yibam? Of course I'm not saying that. V'horaya I need Chalitza. Obviously, I'm never pottering the Yavama because of Zika. Zika is the thing that makes her Yavama, not unmakes her from a Yavama. So you're talking contradictions. If the point of Zika is that it's a proof of the concept of evil, that's the whole idea of Zika. So I couldn't possibly create what you're saying is an oxymoron. Take a Zika, make it so powerful that it becomes an Erva, and therefore there's no Zika. Meshuggah. Only thing that made it an Erva is the fact that it's Zika. So obviously, I'm not going to take that Zika and say, it's so powerful to treat her like an Erva, that we'll call the Tzara of an Erva. I mean, that makes no sense. So we're not going to extend the idea of Zika into the idea of Tzaras. I'm sorry. And therefore, your whole Kasha is basically no Kasha. The Tzara of the Achot Zikukato is a regular woman that Lamaisa, you're saying, but you're still not supposed to take. That may well be. That may well be, but it's certainly not going to make the Chalitza into a Chalitza Grua the way that it's a real problem of Achot Zikukato. It's not the same thing. So we have to distinguish more subtle shadings here than we had before. Even if you're telling me, I will extend the concept of Achot Zikukato to the idea of Tzara in the sense of saying, if you can't take both, you can't take either. Yes, fine. Very good. I'll extend it that far. Now you want to go, oh, but doesn't that create an Erva? No, it doesn't create. Of course it doesn't create an Erva. Because if it did, then we wouldn't have Yibam here anyway, right? So therefore, the Tzara is by definition going to be better than the Achot Zikukato. If you're talking about shadings of Chalitza, so then obviously it's a lesser problem of a Chalitza, the Tzara. All I'm saying is you can't take it. It's all I'm saying. I've created a real concept of Erva in. That's the deeper meaning of what we're saying over here. So the Gemara puts it in simple terms, it always does. It's not strong enough to create an Isra Erva. But if you look into the underlying sense of what's happening over here, it makes a tremendous amount of sense. There's two issues in the Tzara. A, I can't do it because I have to be able to do both. B, and therefore, so in the Arisa, and therefore she's an Erva. But in a Drabonin, that would make no sense to conclude. Baruch atah Tanya Kabbasi Rav Ashi. In fact, what Rav Ashi is saying makes so much sense that it's very clear in a Braisa. The Braisa says like this: Cholatz la'achayot lo niftiru tzarot. Okay, so if you do chalitza to the sisters, so then you did not potter the tzaras. But and doesn't that make it very clear? But if you did chalitza to the tzarot, then you did part of the achayot, okay? Now explain to me. Why can't I do the difference? I mean, the chalitza to the achayot, what's the problem? I mean, my time, Allah, Mishum, the Gosava, Yesh Zika. The only way to say that I have a problem with both sisters is to say Yezi. The only reason I could possibly say that the Tzoras are better off than both sisters of Yezika is because Zika is not strong enough to create a Tzoras Eva. That's all. So once you say those words, you see clearly that Rav Ashi is right. So my time, Allah Mishum Dekasavah Yezika, and nonetheless, the Zika is not strong enough to create a den of Tzoras Eva. That's all very simple. Amar Baba Bar Mama, well, may be simple, but it's not a proof, you see, because there's an alternative. My alternative is that actually that Bryce is a going to Beit Shammai. And Beit Shammai holds there's no such thing as a Tzora. Ha! And therefore, what are you saying? That there should be an Isra on the Tzora? Beit Shammai holds there's not even Isra on the Yeraisa Tzora. Koshkin is not going to be an Isra on the Tzora who is a Chotzku Kato. So you forgot that underlying assumption. Ha-ha! You pushed Beit Shammai all the way under the carpet. Now you don't even remember there exists such a Shita. But that takes away all of the potential of bringing a proof. Because I can always say, oh, that's going according to the Man Yom HaOz. There's no problem of a Tzora at all. So obviously there's not going to be a Tzora of an Achos, Ish Achos, Zgukoso. There wouldn't even be a Tzora of Achos Ishto. And I know, wait a minute. How could it be Beit Shammai? First, let's finish. How many Beit Shammai? How many Beit Shammai? How many Beit Shammai? So you understand? So if you hold the Beit Shammai, and there's no Isra of Tzoras, so you should be able to do Yibum. Do Yibum to the Tzoras. Why are we talking about doing Chalitza to the Tzoras? Do Yibum to the Tzoras. You're assuming, certainly I agree if there's a Chotzku Kato, at least I ask the Tzoras to do Yibum to, that I agree. I just hope that it doesn't turn them into an Arab, right? But over here, I mean, so then why are you saying if you did chalitza to the, what do you mean if I did chalitza to the tzoras? Go ahead and do yibum to the tzoras. Why? What's the problem of doing the yibum? Yibumi namin tityabein. Oh, no, we cannot do yibum. Because, you see, we followers of Beit Shammai do trust and believe in the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who said, bo v'nitakein lehem letzarot shilchotzot v'lo mityabmot. So in the service of Jewish unity, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri did declare, it would be best if we all agree on one standard way of dealing with a tzora, and that is don't allow Yibum because we don't want to create Mamzerim Aliv Beit Hillel. So in this case, the extension, Minerabonin, would also be to, we agree, don't do Yibum to a tzora. You don't hold there's a tzora. I know, but in the interest of Jewish unity, you know. Not in this case, but in a real Arabic case. Wait a minute. Which takana Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? I thought the whole story was they never made that takana. You know, they were about to take a vote, and then the bomb started falling, and I was like, you said, that was the whole story before. We never got to dealing finally with making that takana, right? So now how come now you're saying there's a brisa that reflects that takana? Well, I guess Acharav Chazru v'tikno, they must have gotten together and made that takana. How else are we going to explain this brisa? Alim Rav Ashi? Never! Tosfos says, look, it must be so incredibly against the assumptions of Rav Ashi that we're ready to change history. They must have gotten together to make such a takona. Why else would Beit Shammai have said that there's a problem of doing Yibum on the Tzoras? Of course, there may be no such Beit Shammai, there may be no such takona. And this Bryce, and they mean exactly what it meant, I'll leave it to Rav Ashi and Shmuel, and everything would be perfect. But we don't like it.
When did it happen that we don't? When was any particular time to come that we decided to cut out Yibum that we own as a police?
No.
What?
No.
No what?
No particular time. We had Abishol. We spoke about it.
I mean, in our days now,
no particular time. It became gradually.
Could it be something like that by the time they came?
Is it still done?
Oh, not this. At the time of the Brisa, we never find such an assumption that we wouldn't do it. We find always the opposite assumption.
Right.
We're ma'adif the Yibum, except that, you know, except where we have indicated.
Except
yeah.
Today is the brother is single. Can you
single.
Brother is single. No, we still don't do Yibam. As we said before, Rabbi Shaul says, look, if you do Yibam for the wrong reasons, then you're touching the Yisurei Erva. I don't like that. So today, I don't trust anybody. That's what it is. I mean, there are cases where you cannot do Chalitza, such as the famous cases here in Eretz Yisrael, which was a tremendous outcry, you know, where they had a mentally deficient woman who can get Yibum, and then you can arrange a marriage for her, but can't get Chalitza because she requires Das to do Chalitza. So there they arrange that he should do Yibum, but massive outcry, taking advantage of this poor mentally deficient woman and having this guy sleep with her. And I mean, obviously the whole point was to be mad to her, to be able to get her a...
Why, what can be mad to her? She can't give a get either.
No, the case doesn't come here. But all right. So, Iboilo. Now, you said before, very interesting situation. You said before, Shmuel, in a case where you've got one of the two people you gave a get to, then the chalitza has got to be done to the other one that you didn't give the get to. You said one of the two women that fell, again, from the same brother, you gave minor to. Same thing. You reduce the Zeke, you got to give the chalitza to the other one. How about if you gave get to one of mine to the other? Then what happens? Which one is better?
In other words, to get the chalitza.
There's two issues over here. I'm being merape the Zeke. I mean, loosening the bonds of Zika, either by getting closer to her or by getting further to her. But how do I look at it vis-a-vis chalitza? That's one way of viewing the issue. The simple question would be, the truth is, it seems to be a machlokas we've shown them on. We're going to see this problems in understanding the Gemara. I'll leave it one of them. But one way of understanding the question is chalitza better served by my dealing with the woman closer to me, or is it better served as the completion of a woman that I'm sending away from me? Because, after all, we do look at chalitza as being an alternative to yibum, to some extent. I am dealing with the deceased brother. And I may be dealing it by saying, I cannot stand in his shoes, so therefore we remove my shoes, and so on. But I'm acknowledging the fact that at least it needs to be dealt with. That's one way of looking at the question. The simple way of looking at the question, which as Tosis points out, is the only way that seems to work into the Gemara, is because we're dealing with the problem of weakened bonds of Zika, which one has weakened it more? Is taking her more of a weakening, or is being docha her more of a weakening? Which is the Yibum similarity to the Maimer, and the Chalitza similarity to the Gerushin over here? I mean, and the Chalitza similarity to the Gerushin, which is better? So, Baalat HaGet uBaalat Ma'amad. So, a brother dies over here, leaving two women. This guy goes ahead and gives Maimer to one and Get to the other. I mean, he's got real pride. He wants to make sure, this one I never want to see. Give her a I give Maimer to this one. What if they change their mind and say, I got to take the other one? I give a Get to the other one. So now, basically can't do anything. So he's really messed himself up now, right? So, because once he gives a get, now he can't do the yibum even on the baalat ma'amar now, because ben rabbana, because since he gives a get, it's shuvlo yivnet, similar to chalitza, mid rabbana. So in trying to secure, it's often this way, in trying to secure things for ourselves, we mess ourselves up, but you're right. It's always the guy who does that little extra thing to get the job, you know, that's what persuades them to get it. That's the same thing over here. So this guy is trying to fix things up for himself. He ends up not being able to give Yibum to either of these women. Now he's got to give Chalitza. You said that in cases where you've got a woman that's not a complicated situation and one who is complicated, either with Maimer or with a Yibum, but over here they're both complicated. And you said I have to choose the best Chalitza. Which one is the better Chalitza? Baalat Agetu, Baalat Mamar, Ezomihem Kodemet, which one is viewed as the one to give Chalitza to? Do we say that Baalat Aget Adifa, Mishum Da'atchil Baba Chalitza? Should we say that basically the Baalat Aget makes more sense because, I mean, we've started the process of removing her, So the gerushin is like a semi-chalitza. So let's just complete it by doing the chalitza. Or we should we say the opposite? I mean, the Baalat Ma'amar is Adifa, because the Zik over here is even better in a sense, because she's even closer to him, to the actual consummation of the Yibun. So she's Krova Levia. She is now closer to consummation, and therefore it's better in terms of being docha her, just like the better Chalitza is the one who is more fully suitable for Yibun. So the Baalat HaMa'amar at least was on her way to taking her. Omer Ravashi says, Ravashi, I have, and this is really a brilliant, brilliant answer that Ravashi brings. Says, Ravashi, I am going to bring you a raya that's going to knock you off your seat. It is a great raya. Look at this. Motor Rebbe Gamliel. There's a question of, can you aser two Yavamas? So in other words, let's say you have two Yavamas fall to you. Can you give both of them a get? Or is the second one, the get is a joke? What's the naftamina? The naftamina is, will I become Asura, Usur, and her clothing? So he's got two wives, my brother dies, leaving two women. I give a get to one. Okay, so now I know I can't take either of them, Mamaisa. All right, so I'll do my regular thing. I'll give Chalitza to her, finish it up, goodbye. Now, I never had any relationship with the one that I didn't give the get to. I didn't give Chalitza to. Everything's fine, right? Now I want to marry the sister of the woman that I didn't give anything to. There's no problem. Nobody's going to say, wait, how can you marry her sister? This sister was once, could have been your Yavama. No, no. You got a problem with that. I mean, but I never had anything to do with it. No problem. But suppose I went ahead and I gave her a get. I said, what do you mean? You were once married to her. You gave her a get. How can you marry your sister? She's still alive. It's Achot Isha. But I wasn't real. Sorry. It gets a get again. So now, if this is a real get, and there's such things as a get, Achra gets. If I gave a get to one, now I give a get to the other one, now I can't marry either of the clover of this woman, of either women, right? So it's a machlokus later on, whether there's a concept of a non-existent get. After I already gave a get, is that like enough to ask? Rabbi Gamliel says later on, there ain't no such animal. If you gave one of them a get, you can't give the other one a get and have that get have any significance, any legal significance. There's no legal significance to a get of a second Yavama after you gave a get to the first Yavama.
No Zika, no connection.
No connection. But he's moda, Rabbi Amliel, that there is a get achar ma'amar. So if you gave ma'amar to one of the women, you can give a get to the other one. And that get is really bad news, because that get, forget about ossering her relatives, that get ossers the woman that you thought you were going to marry. It ossers the baalat ma'amar, because now you become osser because shuv lo yivneh, again the rabban. Okay? So that's a terrible thing, that get over here. So you can do that. And there's also, if you gave a get to one, and you give ma'amar to the other one, there is ma'amar achar ha-get, and then we don't say, well, maybe the first get was like chalitza, and if the first get was like chalitza, so now there's no ma'amar. Because ma'amar is like a brand new thing that applies to yavamis, but over here there's no yavam. We don't say that. Because the get's not really like chalitza, the get just forces you into chalitza. But the concept of yibum is still there, and therefore the extended concept of kedusha yibum called ma'amar is also still there. So now you messed up your life in terms of ever marrying the relatives of the second woman to whom you gave ma'amar, despite the fact you can never marry her, you're never going to be able to marry any of her relatives. And you're going to need a get for the ma'amar, and that's anyway going to mess you up, because now it's going to be akot ishtacha, insofar as the rabbonan, she's a bala something or other, but she sure looks like she was married. Yeah? So in this case, Rabbi Gamliel is made. Okay? So there's get achar ma'amar, and there's ma'amar achar ha-get. Now,
both of them are also dead.
Both of them are also. Now, what I brilliantly, says Ravash, what I brilliantly want to point out to you is that if, in fact, one was better than the other, then the second one shouldn't work. Because the whole point over here is that all along with this concept of chalitza grua, so and so, what are you telling me? You're telling me that there's an underlying assumption of the relative power of a takana d'rabbanan versus other takanas d'rabbanan. That's what you're saying. No, you're saying achot chalutzato creates one level of prama. Achot zkukato, that's another level of a problem. A tzara of an achot chalutzato, it's a problem, but it's not as big a problem. Okay, so in other words, you're saying that the Rabbanan essentially have worked this out so that each level creates a problem that can only be superseded by a greater problem. So in other words, if I've created a state that affects the Zika, if there's another thing that will affect the Zika, if it'll affect it in the same way, it has no validity. Because vis-a-vis the second thing, in other words, let's say, a get, the Rabbanan is viewed as weakening the Zika by 67.3%. Okay. Now, what are you going to go ahead? You're going to go ahead and do Ma'amar. Okay. If Ma'amar would weaken the Zika by 71.2%, then we'd have to say, then that Ma'amar is good. But then, of course, if you had first done Ma'amar, and then you gave the other one a get, we'd say, no, sorry, you already 72% took off the Zika. How can you 67% deal with a Zika that's already gone? So therefore the Ma'amar is meaningless. Sorry. And it won't answer you and it won't create the need for a get or anything else. Since over here Rabbi Gamliel, who holds ein get achar get, which means it makes no sense to apply a takana to Rabbanan where by virtue of that very same takana, there's no meaning to this takana. He already gave a get. Skrill didn't give a chalitza. In which case the new get makes no difference because it's no longer a Yavama. That's what you're saying, Min Rabbanan. So if Ma'amar was the equivalent of a get, then how could there be a Ma'amar after a get? If the get was, in terms of, if Ma'amar was less than a get. If a get was less than a Ma'amar, how could you have a get after Ma'amar? There's only one solution. They're the same thing. That's the only solution, right? So if you're telling me that there's, at the same person, I'm Leo, who holds, well, you can't do a get after a get, but you can do a get after a mimer, and you can do a mimer after a get. The assumption, therefore, must be that where it becomes paradoxical in using the same gezeira, a get is a get is a get. I mean, how can you give a second get? You already used the get. What's the point of giving a second get? But, you say, well, now, wait a minute, I never used the get before. I used a mamar on the other woman. Oh, yeah, that's true. And nonetheless, we're not saying, but you already machlish the Zika. No, it wasn't machlish it any more than I'm doing now. So if Ma'amar deals, let's say, with a 50% Zika, the get removes 50% of the Zika. So now I still have Ma'amar as an option on the other one. So it's also 50% of the Zika. And vice versa. I started with a Ma'amar, now I can give a get. That makes sense. But only if they're the same. You can't have it both ways. You can't have a get working after Ma'amar and a Ma'amar working after get if one would be better than the other. Ha! Is that brilliant or not, says Ravashi? So I just proved to you from a completely different thing, nothing to do with what you were asking, that I just proved to you that as far as the Zika is concerned, the Zika is affected precisely the same way. I don't have to say how much, I don't know. But I can show you that point, that whatever effect Ma'amar had on Zika, that's the effect that get has on Zika, and vice versa. So therefore, do not ask me which one comes first, because basically there's no difference. You're going to have the same chalitza gerua in both cases, and therefore the one will pater chaverta, or again, depending on what you hold. If you hold the chalitza gerua, you have to go in all the atayotum. So shma mina ki adani ninu shma mina. Omer v'una amarav. That was the case basically that Shmuel was talking about before. You've got two sisters who are sister-in-laws. They were both married. Each one was married to a different brother. And they fall to one Yavam. So now, Cholatz L'Rishona, Hutra. He goes ahead, does Chalitza to the first one. Okay. So that's fine. Okay, everything is fine. He now, instead, if he's cholatz l'shniyah, so she would be muteres, right? Suppose he didn't do chalitza. The first woman falls, doesn't get around to doing chalitza, and now she dies. Now he's wondering, what do I do now about the shniyah? Because at the time that the Shnia fell to me, I wasn't able to take her. Because she was a Chod Zkukati. But now she's not a Chod Zkukati, because even if she'd be an Achot Ishti, if my wife had died, I'd be allowed to marry her. And, in this case, the sister died. The one who was the equivalent of my wife. She died. And I never did a Chalitza. So, what do I do now? Says Rav, I hold that she's Muteret. So despite the fact that at the moment that the brother had died, she was Asura, because he couldn't have married her since he couldn't marry both Achayot, nonetheless, she's now okay. And for sure, the Ein Tzarich Lomar Meita Shniya Shemutar Barishona. Obviously, if the first one, I never got a chance to do Chalitza, comes along now, this second one, and suddenly appears. Now there, when the first brother died, there was no problem. I could have taken that woman. Now all of a sudden comes along, it's no good, think my other brother and also dies, leaving me her sister. Now I can't take either of them. Now fortunately we got rid of the second woman. Now I'm back to where I was before. So I could take the first woman. There for sure it's okay, because over there, at the moment that she fell, she was mother. Now she became Osir. So now she's going back to original Heter. But I'm saying, even more than that, even if at the time that she fell she was Asura, once you remove the Zika, and of course he's obviously holding that you can do such a thing, before we had the question of whether you hold the Zika, even the Achamisa. Over here he's saying, once you remove that Zika, because she dies, there's no problem now of creating a heter on a woman who's previously Osir. There's two things that are involved in this that contradict our assumptions from earlier. And indeed, ultimately, the Gemara is going to ask on this from our previous assumptions. Okay? The two things are, A, that Zika will no longer Osir after death. We said before, Yetzika Tuliachamisa. The only way to deal with a Zika is through Yibam or Chalitza, not with death. And furthermore, it's saying that despite the fact that a woman was Asur at the time that she fell, and therefore becomes the equivalent of Achot, of Eshet Ach, Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah, that's not really true. As long as she can now become Muteret, she goes back to, and she becomes at this point Muteret. These are the two things that Rav seems to be saying. So therefore, Ein Tzarich Lomar Meita Shniya, for sure, if the second one died, then of course he's Muter B'Rishona. Because over there she's a Yavana Shutra. She was first at the time that he died. I could have taken her. Now she became Asura because the other brother died, leaving me her sister. So she was Nesra. Now the sister died. So Chazra Shutra Tarzor Heter Harishon. I say, you start off with a Heter, you go on with a Heter. She now goes back to her original Heter. Rabbi Yochanan says, and I don't, wait a minute. I'm ready to go along with you on some of this. I mean, yes, the second part that you said, Ein Tzarich Lomar, I mean, that I agree. Meita Shniya, since the first one, when the first one had fallen, she was Muteret anyway. So there, if the second one dies now, she goes back to the way she was. She's Mutar. But Meita Rishona, that's not going to help you. Because since at the time that the Shnia fell, she was not Ruya L'Yibu, so she becomes now Asura because she's Eshetach Shlava Mokam Mitzvah. At the moment of the Nefila, there was no possibility of Yibu. There, he remains forever, even though Meita Rishona, even if you want to tell me he removes the Zika, it doesn't remove the Isser Eshetach that couldn't be removed at the time, again, the Rabbana, that couldn't be removed at the time of the death. And therefore, Asur B'Shniya, he'll never be able to marry the second one. My timer, why do I say that? Shekol Yevama, She'inani Koreba, B'Sha'at Nefila Yevama Yevama, HaRezuk Eshetach She'esh Abanim V'Asur. I say, if there's some reason that prevents you from applying the pasuk of Yevama Yevama at the time that the brother died, you can never now reapply it. At that moment, she remained an Isser Eshetach, Ke'ilu an Ishtar Shelo Yevama. Once the answer is there, it never now gets taken off. Wait, and Rav doesn't hold that? I mean, Rav happens to be the one who authored that statement. I mean, the Rav Leslie Haisvora, the Amar Rav, Kol Isha She'ina Nikoreba B'Shat Nefila Yivamo Yavo Alea Arei Geishet Ach She'esh Lo Banim We are Surah. What are you going to do about that?
Exact words.
Ah, but you know what Rav was referring to? Rav was referring to a case where a guy was married to a woman who is the sister of his brother's wife. His brother dies, leaving Achot Ishto, an Erva D'Oraisa, canceling the Yibum. Now, the surviving brother's wife dies. Oh, everybody's saying, no? Hey. Now you got no problem of Achot Ishto, because that Erva is canceled after the death of the wife. You should take her. No, it's his problem. What do you mean? B'shas Nefila, she was Asura, so she remains the equivalent of Reshet Akshloya Bolamo. One Sotzer, always us.
Says
the Gemara. What's the comparison? I mean, over there, obviously Rav said that. I mean, that's because, obviously Rav agrees that you can't remove the Isra of Eshet Ak, where there was a true Erev of Achot Ishto that was Hosein, the Yibum completely. Of course it's true. But also Zika is Derabbanan. Zika is Derabbanan. Rav apparently holds that when you remove a Zika, since Me'ikar Hadin, there was always really a Chiyav D'Oraisa, all the Rabbanan said was, they never said, let's pretend there's no Chiyav D'Oraisa. That's exactly as we said before. It's not strong enough to create a Tzoras Erva. So they never said, let's pretend it's an Issa D'Oraisa. They said, it's true there's a Yibum, but you know what? Only do Chalitza. Okay, fine. So now that I can do Yibum, so I can do Yibum. I said, what created? I mean, you're going to tell me she became an Eshet Ach Shlobo Makam Mitzvah? That's exactly what the Svara was on Amin Aleph, where they were saying, so she should be a Tzoras Erva. What kind of Mishigas is that? Then there wouldn't be a need for chalitza. You can't have it both ways. You can't create an erva and still say you need chalitza. That was the whole point Rav Ashi was making. You can't have it both ways. Therefore, says Rav, I agree. That's very true. You can't have it both ways. Memela, it's not really that there's no chi of Yibum. There's a chi of Yibum. There was something in the way of doing the Yibum. What was that? The fact that Bina Rabbanan, we were treating her like your wife's sister. Okay, fine. Now your wife, so to speak, has died. Not really your wife, but that Rabbanan wife, the Zakuka, died. Okay, so now go ahead and do the Yibum. There you were always chayav. You're certainly not going to pretend that there was an Isser of Eshadach. There you go. No, of Eshadach. You're not going to pretend there was an Isser of Eshadach. There's no Isser of Eshadach. All right, you need to do Yibum. The two figures are very intertwined over here, because basically the same logic that we're using for Rav Svara. So where you've got a real problem, the Yibum is canceled. You can't now reassert Yibum after it's canceled. She died, the brother died, you're left with a permanent issur, the Olam Vayet. But in this case, obviously, you can't be left with a permanent issur. And therefore, everything is fine. Eisvei, Rabbi Yossi Bachanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi Bachanina asks the obvious question to Rabbi Yochanan from, basically, our Mishnah, the opening Mishnah of the Parak. Arba'a achi. Again, famous case, four brothers, two of whom are married to two sisters. The ones who are married to the sisters die. What does it say here? Chotzot velo mityabmot, right? Do chalitza, you can't do yibum. Now, what's the problem? According to what you're saying, that once somebody becomes muteret again, and the only problem was Zika, it's okay to do yibum. What's the problem? If the first brother goes ahead, removes the Zika from one of them by doing chalitza, I understand. He can't do Yibum. Very good. He does chalitza. No, okay. So, leikil chad minayu lachlotz la l'shnia, the second one who died, should get chalitza. Now, what's the problem? She was achot zkukato. But the moment that she died, she wasn't achot zkukato because the other brother hadn't died yet. The moment the first brother died, his wife was Ru'uya. Comes along, the other brother dies, now it becomes Achot Zkukato. Right? Okay. So if that's the case, the first one now should become completely muteret to the other brother, because she's the Yavama, Shuhutra Venesra. She was originally B'shas Nefila, okay. She became Asura through the Nefila of the second Yavama, death of the second brother. Now that the brother, your other brother, the other surviving brother,
went ahead and removed the Zika by doing the Chalitza. The Chalitza, the second one. A Chalitza removed Zika. It's the equivalent of the death of the second one. So let her go back. She should go back to the Heter. It's exactly this case. I don't understand what you're saying. It's exactly this case. The Mishnah says not like you. What are you saying? How could you say such a crazy thing that you said over here? The second one dies, he now becomes mutter in the first. What's left to mean? Second one dies because you're saying when she dies, you remove the Zika. I got a better way of removing Zika. Have the other brother do Chalitza. That's the best removal of everybody agrees that removes Zika. It's a machlokish whether death removes Zika. Good. See, here's a Mishnah that says, doesn't help for the other brother to remove the Zika from the second woman. Why? Because once she was Usser, forever Usser. No, you're arguing with the Mishnah. Go explain the Mishnah.
Didn't say it was some things.
We're going to get to all those questions tomorrow. On Marlais, Rabbi Yochanan says, well, frankly, that Mishnah is totally off the wall. Yeah. Achayot? I mean, somebody is crazy. Now, I don't know who. Any Odea Mishana. I don't know who thought up that Mishnah. But I can tell you one thing. Any possible explanation that you have of that Mishnah is totally wrong, and I'm going to show you tomorrow how it's totally wrong. There's no way that Mishnah could possibly make sense. So just cancel that. We'll start with something else. Therefore, I stand by my opinion. That's right. He's not calling. He's saying it's a mistake. Is there something wrong? It's not a Mishnah. It's like we have a brother. Sometimes a brighter falls in there. That's no good. Rebbe made the wrong choice.